Welcome back to Ain't Is a Word, a Southern, No Topic Southern podcast brought to you by Louder Milk Publishing. My name is Roy J. Yeckel. As always, across the table is Toby A. Nix, who's looking a bit refreshed. Got his new bed in here.
Yes, I did. I'm still digging the intro. You have perfected the podcast intro. Maybe there's a future for you in that, but we got a new bed. Last night it was brought in. I think this is the first new bed we've ever had. In fact, I think it's probably outside of a futon that we bought. We first bought our first house. We went and bought a futon, and that was the only piece of new furniture we've ever had in our life. And that futon was the worst decision. We thought a nice piece of furniture, so we got it home, and like a month later, you were just sitting on a metal rail, and then if you made it to a bed, you were laying on a metal. It was just terrible. Yeah. So maybe that's why we never bought any new furniture. We got burned on that one. We don't tend to make good financial decisions. But my brother had bought a new bed, I guess a couple of weeks ago, and he told me about it. And I know that he researches better than I do, so I went and got the exact same thing that he got. And what was bad about it was the bed we have been sleeping on. The frame is broke, so we're sleeping on the box springs and the mattress, so you're like right down on the floor.
Yeah.
So now this one has a frame. There's no like headboard or baseboard. It's just frame and bed. But I guess it's high, and then plus you throw in the frame, it felt like we were sleeping like 10 feet off of the air last night. You had to like look down on the TV, so it was weird. I only slept for, I think, like 5 hours, which is not bad for me, for us.
Yeah.
But I do think I'm more rested. It's definitely comfortable after that. The bed we got rid of is about 10 years old. So comfortable. Maybe I'll get up to the 6 hour sleep mark. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that's about my max of six. But yeah, I got a new bed. Now I haven't slept on a frame in over a year. This is my third place living away from home. I haven't had a bed frame since.
Honestly, I kind of missed being down lower. You know, it's not like for over a year now, we've slept on just the box spring and the mattress. And then I had to like, I was used to reaching like kind of up or at least level with the bed. What's the little
nightstand?
Yeah, the nightstand. See how good I am on furniture. So now I had to like lean down or reach down to get to the, what'd you call it?
Nightstand.
Yeah. So it took some getting used to, but I think in hindsight, other than having an extra place to store junk under your bed, that's the only good thing about a frame is that now we have a new place to hide junk when company comes over.
Well, it's supposed to be, you're supposed to be able to get off the bed, put your feet, and stand straight up instead of get...
Okay.
It's like it's supposed to be level, your legs, I don't know.
Well, that definitely, like I said, without the frame, you're definitely low. You're like, I guess your behind is lower than your hips or you're lower than your knees or whatever. So it was... First night on it, and what was bad about it was delivered to the store on Thursday, but the weather wouldn't let us pick it up.
Yeah.
So I had been looking forward to it for a week, and then the weather hits, and I couldn't get it home, so I had to go to sleep Thursday night on an old, crappy mattress, knowing that there was a new mattress waiting on me, and then I had you lined up for 5 p.m. yesterday to help me, and then I got that call where... we was cutting it close.
That lady was not happy with us. She was like, we close at 8. I'm like, ma'am, it's 7:30. We got plenty of time.
Yeah. Here. So but the thought of sleeping on an old mattress when the new one was up there waiting, I was very sad Thursday night. So we got it in. I'm looking forward to. And they said it also, I think it takes like 30 days. I mean, it's nothing fancy or high dollar or anything, but they said it takes like 30 days to break in or something. It's not memory foam, I don't think. But the lady, when we were getting it last night, said that, she was telling me the return policy and this and that, but she said to give it 30 days for it to do whatever magic it does, I guess. So I'm looking forward to going to sleep now.
So in 30 days, you'll get 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah. And I owe you for getting it down here for us, because that was it filled up everybody your truck. And
I was ill-prepared. I could get them straps, some MacGyver, some straps together.
Kind of, if you had big plans, I would have ruined your Friday, but thankfully, I don't think you did. So,
no, I didn't.
So, outside of us getting a new piece of furniture, me and Poe, for the first time since the futon fiasco of 1998, what's going on in your world, Roy J?
Got my hair cut.
I like it. You got a cut this morning?
I got a cut on I left work early on Wednesday to go get my hair cut.
Because the last time you had not, your barber was out, right?
Yeah, they were all, they all had the coronavirus and they couldn't work.
I was pretty insulted that you showed up here looking like a hippie the last time.
I mean, shoot, I was in a bad mood until I got my hair cut Wednesday. And then I felt better. Like, all day Monday I had a migraine, and I think it was because of all the hair on my head.
What's so funny, and probably most of the people listening know Roy, but if you knew how much little hair he has, the fact that the lack of a haircut could put him in a bad mood is ironic or funny or something.
But it's funny. So my buddy Sheffield, Chris Sheffield, was like, you know, there's other places you can get your hair cut. No. Cheating on your barber is the equivalent to cheating on your wife.
Okay. So this is, you're making a stand for...
I only get my hair cut at one place by one person.
So you have a person. I was going to ask you if you had a specific place or person and place.
Just one person. And see, you don't cheat on your barber shop, and when you go, and you don't cheat on your barber. You go to the same chair. These are barbershop rules. I don't know if everybody knows this, but if my guy's busy, but there's four total chairs. If my guy's busy, I don't go to another chair. I wait until he's open, then I go to him.
I appreciate the loyalty. But I had quit when I was on patrol. I quit going at all. I just either wore crew cut or let Pove cut it because I was like, man, I don't have enough hair to be paying $20, $25 a pop. But then when I went to CID, I was like, I better look like a crew cut. I try my best to look, you know, I guess more professional if that's a, you know, if a crew cut's unprofessional, I don't think it is. But I did find one lady. And she may have come from where you go. I don't know where you go, but she got trained in Atlanta, and man, she gave me an awesome cut, like, you know, straight, like razor blade on the neck, you know, good fade, because I like high and tight, and there's nothing up top, so I guess it's
just high.
yeah. So, but then I also now I've gone the last several times I got my hair cut to another friend who. So I'm not I guess barbershop. Well, maybe I'm now with this new one. Because she's cut my hair two times in a row, so that's over the course of the last 5 years. Pope was the only person who had cut it two times in a row. So
yeah, I've been going probably about 2 years now. I've been going to the same place.
I'm not good at planning, so, and that's why the lady who cuts my hair now is good, because I can text her and be like, "Hey, can you cut my hair in 30 minutes?" Versus I Thursday at 2 p.m. I'm going to set aside time for a haircut. I'm not good at that kind of stuff.
You actually have to make an appointment.
Yes, yeah, they stay stacked up quick. I mean, big time. But because I have so little hair, I guess she figures she could cut mine in between two for real customers, you know. But so she's I'm more of a, I got 30 minutes right now. I need to go get my hair cut. So yeah. That's kind of how, because I grew up with the, in Fairburn, the name of the place was Harold's, I think. And there's these two old dudes. And they had two chairs in there, and you'd go in there on a Friday night or Saturday morning, get your hair. You just sat there and waited your turn. Yeah. And, so, like I said, I'm not an appointment guy.
Yeah, we used to go. My grandmother used to take us to Jim's Barbershop on Main Street in College Park. We used to go over there and get our hair cut all the time.
Those places are kind of fading away now. There's not a whole lot of...
Well, the one I go to still has that old school feel, where everybody still talks. Everybody, you know, you make friends at the barbershop waiting on, you know, everybody just communicates. And they do the straight razor on the neck. Now, my guy does, he will do the straight razor on my face to, like, shape up my beard, and he'll do it on the top of my head. Well, it's top of my head, because that's where my hairline's receded.
To shape up your receding hairline. Yeah,
shape me up there.
Want to have a tight receding hairline.
Straighten up the cul-de-sac.
Well, that's, but no, that I do miss that old school, almost like if you watch Andy Griffith, the Floyd the Barber vibe, you know, with some old bird in there telling lies or whatever. That's I think something when you're a kid you don't appreciate till you get old. And I mean, that was kind of cool sitting in there with all the old timers. But I guess, like I said, I guess that's a lost art now. I think I think Ryan goes to there's like a sports cutter. Is that what it's called?
Sports clips,
something like that.
They don't do me right. Like, I mean, don't. They know they do their thing.
Yeah.
But the barbershop is more in tune, more detailed, whereas like sports clips, they'll just hit
I think they have a time frame where if you have 8 inches of hair or you're bald like us, you're going to be done in the same amount of time. You know what I'm saying? Like they, yeah. It's like they just work in 30-minute increments, mm-hmm. and you're just it's like a everything else in life is like an assembly line that just there's no personal. That was my take on it. I didn't care nothing about it.
And that's really was pushing the old school barbershops out.
Yeah,
but I mean, me and my barber on a first name basis. I don't have his phone number, but when I go in there, he's, "Hey, Roy,
yeah,
what's up, man?" You know, we talk about work. Like I said, when you go in there, you feel like you belong. Like, cause there's everybody's just there to,
yeah,
cut up and have a good. It's like they still have that old school feel.
And you said you don't have to make an appointment.
No appointment.
Just walk in. I think I know where you go. I'll ask you after we stop recording because they don't sponsor the show.
That's correct. That's why I didn't say his name.
So, anything else going on in your life other than you have more commitment to your barber than you do any female that I'm aware of?
Yeah, okay. I do. Yeah, I have a good point there.
So what else is going on?
This weather sucks.
Yeah, today's Saturday. Football season's over, so we have no point of reference.
Yeah, it's the 8th.
The 8th, okay. So I think I heard some people on Facebook saying that it was snowing in parts of, I guess,
I heard it was snowing in downtown Noonan, but I live close enough to downtown that I didn't see it.
Yeah, if it's snowing in downtown Noonan, it's snowing in your parking lot.
Yeah, I didn't see it. But one of our drivers was leaving out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and he called me at 9:30 this morning. And was stuck on the mountain. Ooh. It was snow. He said it was like quarter-size flakes coming down. And he was like, man, he sat in one spot for like 3 hours.
Dang. I want to get up to Gatlinburg. That's my next...
Well, it's underwater right now.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Do you not look at Facebook?
Not really.
Do you not get your news from Facebook?
I don't get my news from anywhere. It's funny you say that because I was on Fox 5 one night this week. And... they were doing an interview for something at work, and I came home from at 5 o'clock and put it on. Mm. And I think they ran the story at like 6:45. So I watched an hour and a half of the news that I would never have watched to begin with. But and then I talked for like 2 minutes to the camera, I think they used like 7 seconds, if that much, you know.
Well, I didn't even know you were on there until I saw my grandmother wrote on Facebook, yeah. And I was like, what the heck? Well, she does watch the news. I didn't.
I'm not big on the news, no. I forgot to say this at the beginning of the episode, but I do want everyone to know that my cell phones are still turned on and volume high. So if we're interrupted again, I know Roy will get angry and probably throw things because that's how he is. But
yeah, we'll pause it before you hit glass breaking.
So you got anything else that you would like to discuss?
Well, I was about to ask you about something.
No, hang on. Okay, but... So Gatlinburg, what's going on up there?
It's all the flooding and stuff.
Really?
That, have you been to Gatlinburg?
Yes. You know what? And is Gatlinburg where Lookout Mountain is? No, I'm thinking I want to go to Chattanooga is where I want to go. I'm sorry.
Chattanooga is.
Yeah, I don't care about Gatlinburg.
It's covered in snow right now.
Okay, so yeah, so I'm
like not, oh, like Ruby Falls.
Yeah.
And yeah, we think we've talked about this before, but yeah.
I feel like we have too. I want to. That's where I want to go. I'll take the kids to see Lookout Mountain. I mean, we've been to Gatlinburg once, but I didn't care nothing about. Like I don't have to go back to Gatlinburg, but I do want to go back to Chattanooga. So
Lookout Mountain, Lookout, man. That's west on 24.
Yeah,
yeah. I want to say that's about where. Never mind. Anyway, but yeah, like Ruby Falls is out there and stuff.
Yeah, Sea Rock City.
Sea Rock City.
We didn't. Which Pope and I went years ago. That's why we want to take the kids back. I guess to like retrace your steps back before you had kids, show them that kind of stuff, but. We didn't do Ruby Falls. I've heard it my entire life, but I think it's like a mine shaft or something. Maybe you go underground.
Yeah,
like Ruby Falls.
It's kind of like seen Vegas Vacation.
Yeah,
where they're in there and you know Chevy Chase is taking. They're in the dam.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that.
I got you. Yeah. So, but and then I love all the old barns that say Sea Rock City,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what Rock City is. I guess it's up in that area.
Yeah,
but But I like the, I guess, going out where you can stand at that spot and see the five states. I know mm-hmm. we've talked about this before because yeah. I was like, it just looks like you're standing on top of woods, but it's still cool to think that you're looking at all those different states in that one little area.
Who knows? You might just be looking all at Tennessee.
Exactly. they could totally just put that sign up there. Who knows? So, did you said you had something to ask, though, before
I forgot what it
backtracked
was.
Onto Gatlinburg, which it wasn't even the city that I wanted to go to. So far I've picked the wrong city. And then I couldn't remember the name of the nightstand.
Well, I'm not going to ask you for directions.
Yeah, don't do that. I'm shot out here lately. But, no, that's where we're at right now. Got a new bed and an awkward silence.
What kind of tattoo are you getting? Or can you say that on there?
Yeah. So my dad, me and my nephew are going after this. After we record this, we're going up to our buddy's shop in Riverdale. D.L. Claiborne is his name. And so my father had drawn this little doodle. And it's the letters N, I, and X, but they're all kind of in one self-contained box or something. Mm-hmm. And he liked it so much. What's funny about it is I remember doing a similar thing with the three letters. Now, mine ended up not looking like his. But I had done it like either in high school. I remember like doing it, you know, making one box out of all three letters. So he had done this little doodle. And when the last time we were all in Panama City, I guess about 3 or 4 years ago, we were able to get everyone but my oldest brother, like my parents, my brothers, nephews, and all that, other than just my oldest brother, were able to go down there. And he had gotten that little Knicks sign airbrushed onto a t-shirt. And then he also had it put on the bumper sticker of his car. So that'll make for a cool tattoo. And then I got his signature from the will that I'm going to get the signature tattooed. So I think it'll be cool. And I think my nephew and I had sent DL some different, he grew up doing pop too. And I had sent him some different pictures and things like that. So he may have ad-libbed something. Cause a lot of times I'll just give him an idea. Like the last tattoo I got of the three monkeys, that's all him. I just told him kind of what I wanted.
Yeah.
And so he may have, when we get up there, he may have added to that design. And I kind of hope he has because he's very good. So that's what we're getting, me and my nephew are getting today. And then, I'm excited. I'm always excited. You don't have any tattoos, do you?
No.
You'll go up there and get some today?
No, you don't put a bumper sticker on a Lamborghini.
Oh, man. I kind of threw that one. I should have known before I asked you.
You should have known that one was coming.
You can get a Knicks tattoo.
Knicks tattoo. Yeah. Yekyll, you know, all kinds of stuff. Just write it in there.
See if you can make all the letters in Yekyll in one box. So I'm always excited. I love tattoos. I don't know how many I have, but if I've got 15, I wish I had 20. Like I've always got the next two or three in my mind when I'm getting one. And DL's such a good tattoo artist. He's just a good artist, period. So I'm always excited for tattoo days. So actually, I'm so excited. I think that I kind of am ready to end this episode. Would you go ahead and give us the outro? We'll see if your outro is as good as your intro.
I haven't been working on it, but we're sponsored by Tower Place CrossFit, located at 24 Tower Place. Workouts start at that's noon in Georgia. Workouts start at 5:30 in the morning. Talk to Tommy or River. Promo code podcast. They'll laugh at you, but they'll still sign you up. We out of here.